Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. Our passage today is going to come from the book of Mark, but I want to start with another passage. We're going to start with 1 Corinthians 13, picking up in verse 11, which says, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall fully know, even as I have been fully known." Isn't the Word of God amazing that in one passage it will tell us what sounds like one thing, and then another passage tell us the opposite? You know, the most obvious example of this is in the book of Proverbs, where it says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him." And the very next verse says, "Answer a fool according to his folly, otherwise he will be wise in his own eyes." Scripture gives us the credit of being able to understand that context is important. And just knowing a verse of Scripture does not mean that we will use it with wisdom. And in 1 Corinthians 13, we are told that we will be growing in maturity, that we will one day see God more fully than we see him now. And it compares this to a child growing up in wisdom and knowledge and maturity. But our title for the devotion this morning is going to be, "Don't Grow Up." Now, what is the context for that? Well, you can turn with me to Mark or just listen along. First, we're going to read Mark 9, verses 36 and 37, which says, "And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, 'Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.'" What is this in response to? This is in response to the disciples arguing about which of them was the greatest. And they have taken the kingdom of God and made it an opportunity for self-advancement. Does that sound familiar? Do we know anyone who has used the church or their religious standing to puff themselves up and become proud? And then we will go to the very next chapter. This is Mark 10, picking up in verse 13, which says, "And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant, and he said to them, 'Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.' And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying hands on them." Jesus truly loved the little children, just like we sing all the time. And why does he love them? Because they display the kind of heart attitude that he longs for his children to have towards him, towards the Father. We are told to receive the kingdom of heaven like a child. And how does a child receive? In humility, in wonder, recognizing something new for the first time, looking to the parent, looking to the expert, and saying, "Wow, is this really how things work?" Okay, now, this is sort of a speaking in generalities. There's plenty of times when I try to explain something to my children, and they're like, "Dad, I don't think so. I don't think that's how that works." But the classic image of the child hanging on the words of their father as they explain something, as they invest in the relationship with their child, this is how we are to receive the kingdom of God, in humility, in submission and love for our heavenly Father. Now, we don't just receive the kingdom of God at the moment of salvation. We continue to receive the kingdom of God from Jesus continually. This is an ongoing relationship, right? It's not a transaction. It's not a religion. It is a relationship. And that means that we continue to receive from God. And the way that the Gospel of Mark tells us that we ought to receive it is like a child in humility. I was listening to a podcast. It was another context. It wasn't a religious podcast, but talking about someone he admired and saying that this man never became an expert. What does that mean? That sounds almost like a bad thing. And the point was that he was always learning. This man that he was looking up to never felt like he had all the answers. He continued to read, continued to learn, continued to be a student of this particular discipline. And we want to be like that as believers. We never want to view ourselves as experts, as those who have all the answers. Because there are always things that God can be teaching us, showing us, growing us in. And this is how we have a childlike attitude, is that we know that we can always be growing, always be maturing, always have something that God can teach us and show us, and that we can learn from other believers as we continue this life. We have never arrived as long as we are on this side of heaven, and I truly believe that we will continue to learn even in eternity as we spend time with the saints, as we spend time with Jesus and God. We will continue to grow and to learn. So we never want to feel like we've arrived. While we can be growing in maturity, like 1 Corinthians 13 says, we always want to have childlike hearts towards our Heavenly Father, who knows better and who loves us tremendously. He has lavished us with His riches in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank You for this picture of a child. Lord, and may we be like this little child before You, that we would not be arguing about who is greater, that we would not be building our own reputations through our relationship with You, through our position in church, through any kind of religious means. This is self-righteousness. This is what the Pharisees did. Lord, may we always come to You in humility. May we always be ready to grow. And Lord, help us to look for those who we can pour into, those who are younger than us, maybe children. Maybe somebody here needs to be investing in our children's ministry, because these are the little ones to whom belong the kingdom of heaven. We thank You that You subvert our expectations. You turn the world upside down by turning our way of doing things upside down. You are a good God. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.